Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Sukkah Daf Chaf. Sukkah Daf Chaf. We're actually a little bit ahead. We left off on Chaf Amud Aleph. We're about 15 lines down from the top of the page. We're up to Ella Amar Rav Papa. We're up to Ella Amar Papa. But just to get our bearings, we had a Mishnah on Yitzhak on Beis, where the Mishnah, we had two problems with the Mishnah. The Mishnah had brought a Tanakama and a Blazer, and it wasn't exactly clear where they were arguing the Gabi this Machzelis, this reed mat. Right, the Tanakhama speaks about a large reed mat, and Rav Blazer says there's no difference between large and small, but exactly what the base of the Machlokes is wasn't clear. We're discussing whether or not it's kosher for Sichach Stamazai or not. And furthermore, the main question of the Gemara was, on the Mishnah, was that the Mashmais of the Mishnah was, both Tanakhama and Rav Blazer, is when someone has in mind, Le Shchiva, that the mat should be used for lying on it, sitting on it. It's Mekabel Tum, and therefore it's no good for Schach. And if someone has in mind for Sichach, for Schach purposes, it is kosher for Schach. But what about Stama? The Mashmayas of the Reisha of having in mind for Shchiva's Mashma Stama is kosher. Stama is the din of Sichach. The Mashmayas having in mind for Sichach is Mashma Stama is not kosher. So we have conflicting Mashmayas from the Dinim of the Mishnah. And we also don't have clarity what the Mechlekes Rabbanan and Rav Blazer is. So at the end of the Shia that we quoted from on the bottom of Yitzhak and Aleph, Yitzhak and Beis, sorry, we quoted from Rav, we'll speak it outside. Rav wanted to say as follows. By a large mat, Begdela, the Stamias, everyone agrees that large mats, those aren't meant usually for Shriva, those are not meant for sitting on, those are meant for shade purposes. Everyone agrees by a large mat, the Stama is, Lesichach, Stama is for Schach purposes. Where's the Mechlekes? By a smaller mat. By a smaller mat, whereas the Tanakhama says, Stam Ktana, smaller mat is for Shchiva, is for sitting purposes, and therefore Stamazai, a smaller mat, is Mekabel Tumah, is no good for Schach, and came along, Rav Blazer say, no, we make no difference. Echad Gedela Vechitana, we say in both cases that it has a status of Stamias for Schach purposes. On that, then we're asked two questions, this is exactly where we left off. Abaye asked two questions. First of all, the lush of the mission was, Achas Ktan of Achas Gedela. Rav Blazer, in his response to Chum, said, Sai small, Sai big. If big, and Rav Blazer, according to Rav was saying, that Sai small, Sai big, we assume, is made Lesichach. So Abai's question on Rav is, if Rav Blazer is coming to be Makel, and he's coming to add that small also is Lesichach, not just big, the lush of the mission should have been, Echas Gedela of Achas Ktana. First we quote the more simple accepted fact, and then we quote the Chiddush. And the gears we have is Achas Ktana v'Achas Gedela, the opposite direction, is actually, we didn't get into the yesterday, but Rashi, is a longer Rashi on the side of the page, and Tosfos elaborates on the Rashi, where Rashi brings multiple cases, where we're saying a Machlekes, and a Mad number comes along and says, Achas this and Achas that, we always have the Achas, which is the less of a Chiddush first, and the Achas, which is more of a Chiddush second, according to the way Rav is learning, it's the opposite over here, that's question number one. Question number two was, Bechlal, Rav is explaining that Rav Elazar is more Mekel than the Tanakhama, he's saying both Ktana and Gedela are considered Stamzei L'sichach and the kosher, yet we have an embrace there, Rav Blazer came to me, machmer on the Tanakhama. So let's pick it up from Ella Amar Rav Papa. We're holding again, it's about 50 lines down at the top of the page. First word on the line is Rav Papa. Just before we get into the Gemara itself, one quick point from, we may have mentioned that in the essay's daf, is Mechlekes Rishonim, when we talk about Das, right? We're saying there's a Stamias, but then there's a Das, a Kivun for Sichach, a Kivun for Schach, or a Kivun for Shchiva. Whose Das are we going by? Whose das is Kaveya? Whose das is Kaveya? Tayserin learns is the das of the buyer, not the manufacturer. The buyer, the purchaser, whoever is buying it, whatever his das is, what he wants to use it for, that's Kaveya. What this matter is, when we talk about someone having das, it's the person who's purchasing it. That is Tayserin. The Rush argues. The Rush says, Leh Mestaverly, it's a Mestaver to me that it should be telling the buyer. Rather, he says, funny, he doesn't say it's telling the manufacturer per se, he says it's telling the Minig HaMukam. The Minig HaMukam, if Stam mats, most mats in this place that are being fabricated and are large, are for Sichach, that's what it means. That's the das of the people of that place. That's how the Rush learns. The Pnei Shuv explains that the Gemara really is a little bit shver on the Rush. The Gemara's Lashon, we keep saying, Asa L'Shchiva, Asa, what the person who made it, what he intended for, sounds very clear that it's the das on the manufacturer, not the das of the minig hamakam. Minig hamakam is when the lashon of asa for this or asa for that is not mash minig hamakam. Peshua answers how the Rush could fit with those words, but again, the words are certainly fit, if anything, better like tesserid. Asa could be, it was made for the buyer who had in mind, shchiva or sichach. Point is, lashon of asa doesn't sound as much like the minig hamakam. Okay, either way, Elam Rav Papa. So Rabbi says, I'll explain to you the mission of the Mechleikis. I'm going to come up with the explanation that Rabbi Lezer is Lechumra, and it fits the words of our Mishnah. Biktana, a small mat, he just goes the opposite direction over where Rav was going. He focuses first on a katana. A small mat, klamot pligit, is stamma shchiva. On a small mat, everyone agrees that stamma, it's meant for shchiva, it's meant for reclining, it's bekabotum, and therefore it's possible zlach. He pligit, is the machlekes, bigdela by a large mat. Tanakama savar, stam, gdela zichach. Tanakama holds that stam, large mats are meant for shchiva for zlach, and therefore it's not bekabotum and kosher for zlach. Rabbi says, for stam gdela, nam in the shchiva, says, machmir, fits well with the brisa now. Rabbi says, machmir, he says, stam gdela, even a large mat, stam is also meant for shchiva, and therefore it's going to be no good. I suppose Lushin, Asla Shiva, was saying now that Stamis is the Shiva. Why do you have to come out the case of Asla Shiva in the mission according to Blazer? Well, my Asla Shiva to come here. Why say Lushin nor Blazer? Why say Lushin of Asla Shiva was made for Shiva? Even Stamis it is. And that's what it means to say. Stamas Yosinam Shiva. It means we learn the Mishnah as if it's saying Stam making of mats is l'shchiva adav l'sichach, unless you specifically l'sichach, the stam is making a mats, it's always going to be l'shchiva, whether it's small, or even when it is large, according to Rav Lezer. Comes to Rav Lezer's machmer, and we've now explained that the conflict in the stamiest, the Mishnah, we've explained it, at least according to the Tanakhama, what it means is, that small ones are stamias for shchiva, large ones are stamias for sichach. So we no longer have the conflict in the Mishnah Tanakama is no longer shver. And even Rabbi Eliezer, we're saying that stamias of everything is l'shchiva. Only when you have a mind specifically for sichach is l'sichach. That's how we answer our main question of what's going to be the stamias. What's going to be the stam case? The answer is it's machlekes in Rabbi Eliezer and Tanakama how we treat a stam case. Tanarban. Marcel Shashifa, a mat of Shifa of it's a material of Shifa of Gav Shalgami. Gedela Mizachema, if it's large, you can use it for Schach. Ketanim Mizachema, if it's small, you can use it for Schach. Basic idea, large is considered.
Just go back 1 second. So, what is the Erech Ketan of Achas that's so much better? I understand that it's going.
That's exactly because Katana, everyone agreed by Katana, both for Belezer and the Tanakama agree Katana is Stamias L'Shiva. Where Belezer is coming to say, even Gedaila, I say Stamias L'Shiva. Right? You want to have the one that everyone agrees to first, and then the one that he's adding a Chiddush to second. So Achas Katana, the Achas Gedaila, say the Katana, which you agree to, and say even the Gedaila. Avada, yeah, I don't know that. Oh, almost always. When one man says Achas Katana Achas Gedaila, it means he's coming to argue on the prior, on the Tanakam. He's coming to argue. But the point is, we're listing the more Mechudish took one second. The point of contention is coming up second. Now, the truth is, we start reading this in the next Gemara, but really, maybe we should just quickly quote the Psak for Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Simon, Tuf Reish Chavtes. Shulchan Aruch rules like the Rav Papa's version, like the second version we just explained in our Machlekes, that a Machzelos, he actually quotes this Lashon Hara, Shashifa, Shagami, a Machzelos, Tana, if it's a small one, Stamazay, it's a Shkiva, and it's no good for Schach. If it's a Gdelem, a Mgdela, then it's kosher for Slichach. He goes like Rav Papa, like in the Tanakama. Of Rav Papa, not like Rav Blazer, we know typically we say Rav Blazer Shamut to you, so he's a Shamut to you. No, pass like Rav Blazer. We pass like the Tanakama of Rav Blazer. We pass like the Tanakama that says that Gedela Stamazay is kosher, Ketana Stamazay is not kosher. Rama adds, like the Lashon Rush, by the way, Rama adds that if you have a Minig HaMakam in a certain way, then that's Kaveya. If you have a Minig HaMakam in any direction, the Minig HaMakam is Kaveya. Mishmur elaborates on when exactly we use the Minig HaMakam. It has to be a clear Minig HaMakam. Okay, one of the points is that they don't seem to be in Shulchan Aruch on the Mefarshim a specific size. There's no measurement of 4 Amas, 2 Amas, 6 Amas. There's no clear measurements of size. I mean, not that I've seen. Maybe there is. But it seems to be general, something which is the size of a person or smaller is considered small, and something which is already much larger than that is considered large. But I didn't see anyone, maybe unless I missed it, who said clear size for small or big. Okay, so says this Gemara now, in the Braisa, a machzelos of shifa of gummy, if it's large, it could be used for schach, because stamaze we assume it's a sichach. If it's small, emes achama, which is exactly like tanakama, when it's small, we assume it's a shiva. However, here's the different material with different guidelines. Shakunim v'shachilas. What if you have a mat made of reeds, or chilas, as they teach us, sedge, right? It's like a moss type of thing. So over there, we have a different set of halachas. Gedel mizachem, again, if it's large, it's not meant for sitting on it, it's kosher schach. Aruga, stamazai. So no, not large. I take it back. Gedula means if it's braided. It's not very, very, very key mistake. Not gedela, gedula. If it's braided, then it's considered kosher schach, because you typically don't sit on something that's braided, and therefore it's meant for schach. Aruga, if it's woven, emesachem. So we don't get involved over here by kana mechilas. We're not saying right now about size per se. We're focused on the way it was compromised, put together. If it's braided, it's not meant for sitting on it, and therefore it's kosher schach. If it's aruga woven, it's a softer, Rashi explains it, softer, it's less bumps, it's more comfortable to sit on, then we assume it's a yeshiva, he spent the time to weave it, it's a yeshiva, and it's going to be a kabbal tumma. In both cases, whether it's braided or whether it's woven, it's by these reeds or this sedge, is kosher, also agreed and said the same. Now, getting back to the shefi and the gummy. The question is, are these mekabel tumah in general? So it comes along, obviously if it's kabel tumah, it won't be good for schach, pashtas. Comes along the Mordechai, and he quotes a very huge, pella from the Uraim, that the Uraim held that even though these are mekabel tumah b'darbanan, the chiddush is that gummy and shifa, even mekabel tumah b'darbanan, since they're not mekabel tumah on a deraisa level, they're kosher for schach. And the first Shema are bothered that we know, we say anything which is kabel tumah, Simon Darabon, Simon Darai, says pasuk v'schach. Even if it's only mekabel tumah darabon, it's still pasuk v'schach. It gets into really a much bigger conversation. When something has a din darabon, and that makes enough kamina on a darais level, meaning had it been mekabel tumah darais, it's clear it's pasuk v'schach. Right, that's the drush we had a bunch of months back. We brought different sources that it's got to be something which schach has to be something which is not mekabel tumah, right? For egal ma'aretz, we started with the lashon of learning from the cloud, but we brought ultimately from Pesilas Garav Yekev, we brought it right from, or the pasuk Nechemia, we brought it right from, that it's got to be by the Ali Ovis, it's got to be something which is not mekabel tumah. So something which is mekabel tumah at the right level certainly is pasuk schach. Something which is mekabel tumah at the rabbanon level. So yes, legabe tumah, the rabbanon said it's mekabel tumah. If that the rabbanon now is going to go and affect the status of schach. Do we do that? Do we apply dina d'rabbanan from one avenue to make enough kaminas in other dinim as well? Do we say it applies to kabbalah tumah? That's it. Or do we extend to other avenues as well? Pashas, we do extend it to other avenues. And pashas, we hold that something should be kabbalah tumah even d'rabbanan is not good for schach. And therefore, many mefarshim learn it's a tay sefer. They learn the re'im that's saying that even though that is kabbalah tumah d'rabbanan, it's still kashas schach. It's tay sefer that we're not talking about something which is kabbalah tumah even d'rabbanan. Otherwise, it would be pasul schach. Very interesting. Shaka v'tai again. It really gets involved in a much bigger conversation. How far we take gzer d'rabbanan, we apply to other dinim that other nafkaminas as well, or only in its original location. That is the general discussion. Okay, says more further. Tana Anasim, kol chetzales b'tamemes. All chetzales, which the Gemara is going to explain in a moment. What are these? What exactly are these chetzales? All chetzales amitametamemes. Tiv Reb Deisa v'chamayimrim medras. So Reb Deisa says that these chetzales amitametamemes, they can become tamei where they can contract. Tumas mace, which would mean, of course, whether it's a maga masa oil, tumas mace can come onto these chetzalos, and the Chum say tumas medris, the tum of sitting on it, lying on it. Ask the Gemara medris in tummy mace lay. According to Abundant, they're saying it's dafka tumas medris, not tumas mace. For anantan, come atam tum medris, but tumas mace. We have a klal that whatever is subject to tumas medris is certainly b'tam tumas mace. There are chama coming along to say medris dafka in and mace loy. The klal is mace is more encompassing the tumas mace than tumas medris. Moreover, says you're right, aim af medris. Saying the chama is psak, that it means af medris. It's b'tame not just medris. It's b'tame also medris. Certainly tumas mace. The rabbanan coming to say it's more encompassing. The Reb Deis was saying it's only b'tame tumas mace and not medris. The chama came along and said it's b'tame even medris. Certainly they agree it's b'tame tumas mace. Now what is this chetzalis that we're talking about? My chetzalis says the Gemara. A machlekes Amar Avdimi Bar Hamduri Marzvili. It's these machlekes are Marzvili. My Marzvili Amar Abba Mizavli. Mizavli means bags, like leather bags. You know, these leather sacks, leather bags. That's what we're talking about. These chetzales. And Rav Deisa is saying that Metame Tumas Meis, not Tumas Medras. And the Chum is saying that even Metame Tumas Medras, the machlekes is were they considered normal for things to sit on or not? The shepherds would put them down on the ground and sit down on top of them. Reb Deisa says, since this wasn't the normal usage, I mean, I shouldn't say normal, it was normal. It wasn't the primary usage, is a better term. It wasn't their main purpose. The main purpose was to be a bag, and therefore, even though he's using the bag for seeing that purpose, it's not tummy tummy matters. And the Chum said that no, the Chum argue, and the Chum say that it is still makabat tummy tummy matters, even though it is mainly a bag, still makabat tummy matters. We'll see more about that shortly coming up. Says the Mar Pshim and Lakash Aimer, Machzal's Mamish. He says, no, it means regular mats. Chitzalis, we're talking about our regular mats. Va'az Rav Shlakish Tamei, Rav Shlakish, who teaches that we're talking about Chitzalis over here as regular mats, goes according to this reason, number Shlakish, Harini Kaparis Rav Chia Uvanav, I should be the Kapar for Rav Chia and his sons, Shevet Chila, in the beginning, this is by the way, Lashon that one is supposed to say, it's not, for some reason, the second part of the Halacha is very common, people quote the second part of the Halacha, but the first part of the Halacha people don't quote. And what's the Halacha I'm referring to? It's in Shulchan Aruch, it's in Reish Ben Beis, it discusses that a person whose Rebbe is quoting his Rebbe, after Rebbe was lifted for the first 2 years after his lifter, he says, already Kaparas Meshkavah, and the idea is that he's saying he's accepting upon himself any punishment the Rebbe's supposed to get, because we know better for someone to be punished in this world than the next world, so he's accepting any punishment upon his Rebbe, he's accepting upon himself in this world. And the same Nusach, few Sifim earlier, and again in Sifim Reish Mem, is spoken about. By keeping of aim, it's spoken about one's father. One is supposed to be the same lashon of a rainy compressed mishkave for one's father. Again, in the first 12 months, why 12 months? Of course, because we know 12 months is the limit to a person. A normal person is in Gehenna for potentially up to 12 months. We stop saying Kaddish after 11 months because we assume we don't want to make it sound as if the nifter was a Russia gemurah that needs for 12 months. It's a discussion if that's the case. So why do you say rainy compressed mishkave up to 12 months? L'chari stop after 11 months for that too. Discussion why that's 12 months. But the point is, rainy compressed mishkave up to 12 months after. As we say Zechorin Levracha, after we say Zechorin Levracha, so that people do. That's very common. People say Zechorin Levracha when they mention something about their parents, about their Rebbe, right? Zechazalik Levracha, that's common. But the first already Kabras Meshkave, for some reason, is less common. I'm not sure why, but it is brought Halach Lemaisa. So it says Rish Lakish, Abar Abchia, Hari Kabras Meshkave, of Rav Chia Ubanav Shevet Chila Kishesach Terem Yisrael when Terem was Kavan Klai Yisrael Allah Ezra B'Bavel Vista Ezra went back in Bavel and he was Miyasini he reestablished Terem Chaz V'Shachah was forgotten again Allah Hilabavli came up Vista Chaz V'Shachah Allah Hilabavli Vista Hilabavli went up again and he was Miyasini Chaz V'Shachah was forgotten again Allah Rav Chia Ubanav Vista Rav Chia Ubanav. That's what Rish Lakish is saying. I already compressed Meshkave Rav Chia Ubanav because they went up and they are Miyasini again. What exactly does this mean? The Ritva actually points out that this is not to be read simply because in the Derech Reb Chia, Rebbe Yudan Asi, Rebbe Malgamei El Torah was Rebbe. You had Levi, you had Chizki, you had Reb Chia, you had tons of prices, tons of amalgamated Mishnayos. You tell me Torah was forgotten and Reb Chia is Dar. So he says what it means is a halach was forgotten, a specific halach was forgotten. It doesn't mean Torah is forgotten in general. Any one halach is forgotten, it's as if the Kan's Torah Chili is forgotten. That's the Ritva. So it's like a lashon of, you know, if one nefesh from Klai Yisrael is missing, it's as if one who saves a nefesh from Klai Yisrael as if he saved the whole world. One who saves a halacha in the Torah, as if he saved the whole Torah, that's what means the Torah was forgotten for Klai Yisrael, not chas v'shalom, that the entire Torah then was forgotten in vast amounts, because it wasn't. Ritva says you don't find such a concept, you don't find historically such a thing, that certainly in Reb Chia's times that it was forgotten. Okay, so to the point.
Just on Reini Kapor, the Rebbe, why it's not so popular, it's almost inviting Yisurin on yourself, which, you know, that's a little risky.
Right, I hear that. No, I 100%. 100%. That could be the reason the Shulchan Aruch brings to do it. I guess we stopped doing it because we don't want. Yeah, could be. We're scared that our schusim are enough to handle the ramifications. Maybe back then people have better schusim. They're more confident in being able to handle the ramifications. Maybe we don't have that same schusim. But it's interesting that it's just not done. Yeah, I'm sure like most things in Klai Yisrael, if the Elam doesn't do it, it's not because they just got lazy and stopped doing it. It's like most things. There must be some sort of basis why it stopped. But I'm not sure. I didn't see what that was. But maybe they're simply scared. And a chami. Okay. Says Mar V'chein Amar. Rav Chia Uvanav, Lenech Rav Leish V'chama Machzal Sha'usha. Now, back to what we're quoting this memra of Rish Lakish about the different authors that reestablished Torah, including Rav Chia, Harini Kaparas Meshkavai. Here's what Rav Chia said about this machlekes. Lenech Rav Leish V'chama Machzal Sha'usha. They didn't argue about the mats of Usha, top of Amaz, Shein Tameas. The mats of Usha certainly are Tamei. Vishal Tveri, and the mats of Tveri, Shein Taras, and they certainly are Tar. Right, they're certainly tired. They're not talking to Tumas Medrash. So where do they argue? I mean, the mats in Usha were certainly made for sitting on, and therefore the subject to Tumas Medrash. And the mats in Tveria were certainly made not for sitting on. They were tough. They were tough material. They weren't made for sitting on, and therefore they're not mekabel Tumas Medrash. Where's the machlekes Rav Deis and the Chamim on which machzalis, which mats? On the mats of other places, Maris Tavakid like the Yosvelayo, since there aren't a significant amount of people that sit on them, Ketveria Dami. We treat like Tveria, and therefore they are not Tamei Tumas Medrash. Umar Sever, that's Rabdesa, only Tamei Tumas Meis. Umar Sever and the Chamold, keep the kari, if you ask for that, since it happens on occasion, people do sit in them, it's enough to kedusha daim uchi gusha, and therefore subject to tumas medrash. What do we see? We see Rosh Hashanah, he's talking about the member that Rabbi Chiya brought back. And what was that member? That member was exactly machlokes about this topic, about machzolis, whether stamazai the Mekabal Tumah or not, Stamach Tzolis of most places, when Mekabal Tumah very clearly, Rabbi Shakash is learning that the Machlekes in Rabbi Chiyah, in Rabbi Deisa, I should say, and the Chumim is Machlekes about Mach Tzolis, about mats, and not about sacks, not about bags, rather it's Machlekes about mats. Amar, says Amar, we just quoted.
One thing, the Gemara seems to jump around here, from Shiva to sitting to Yosef. Which one is it?
The same thing. It doesn't make a difference.
It's interesting, the first two cases, I
saw some of the first types earlier already. When the Mar used the word shchiva, it means sitting. We've been touching always as lying, but some of the first already earlier. When it says shchiva, yeah, some of the first earlier, right away in the Mishnah, when we said shchiva, some of the first already touched shchiva to mean sitting, not just lying. For some of his magic's purposes, certainly it's the same thing. And that's our focus, really. Our focus is being makabal tumma, right? For Thomas Medrus. Amamar, kol chatzalos b'tamim tumim meis. We said, kol chatzalos b'tamim tumim meis, divrei Rav Deisa. Again, we're quoting this Mishnah in Idyas that machatzalos b'tamim according to Rav Deisa. The Chum argued said that they didn't say argue. They argued said they are makabel even Thomas Medrus, not even Thomas Medrus, not just Thomas Meis. Rav Deisa says it's b'tamim Thomas Meis. Frankly, Amar Vatanya, but we learned in a brisa v'chein hayar b'deisa emikidvarav. We learned in a brisa that Rav Deisa would say like his psak, namely that as Rav Yesi. Now Rav Yesi was one that said that Rav Yesi. Remember, we quoted just on a manalef that all mats, whether they made of mats of kunim, mats of reeds, he said, and of what was other material, mats of kunim and of we called it was sedge, right? What was it? Mats of kunim and of sedge. What was that? Chelas. Kunim and chelas. What did we say? We said from Rav Deisa, from Beisi, we said that whether it's braided or whether it is woven, it's mekabel tumma. Not just woven, which is soft. Even braided is mekabel tumma. That was the psak from Shor Rav Beisi. V'chein Rav Deisa imikidvarav. And Rav Deisa agreed. Rav Deisa is the one that agreed. So the chur we see over there, the Rav Deisa is saying that it's mekabel tumas medrash. We're talking about mats, we're saying it's mekabel tumas medrash, and he's more encompassing as to the fact that it's mekabel tumas medrash. Yeah, the Mishnah, the Mishnah in Idyas, that it's only mekabel tumas mace and not tumas medrash. Says Gemara, like Kasha, hadisikidafta. It depends if there was a rim. The Mishnah is talking about when there's a rim around it, it's considered a kli. Halas gedafin, when there's no rim around it, that is not considered a kli, and therefore it's less susceptible for tuma. Meisve chaytzelas shalsham shalgami shalsak v'shalsifra. A chaytzelas again. Chaytzelas made of sham gemi goat's ear. Sfira is horse ear. Metame tumas meis divrei b'deisa. The chamayim af medrus, and the chamayim say even medrus. Okay, so we have this brisa that brings the machlokes essentially Rav Deisa and the Rabbanan again. Rav Deisa says b'tamei tumas meis, and the Rabbanan says even tumas medrus. And we're talking about chitzalis again, and we said shel sham gemi sak v'shel sfira. And here's the point: there's going to be a question on Rish Lakish. Remember, the Rish Lakish held we're talking about mats again, mats, whereas the other opinion held we're talking about bags. According to the Madamur, who namely Rav Avdimi Bar Hamduri, who said we're talking about bags of the shepherds, so it makes sense. Shosham v'shagemi chazav the chinta deperi. The sacks made of sham and gemi are fit for holding produce, holding peiris. Shosak v'shasvir chazav the gluki v'tzani, and those made of goat hair, horse hair, are fit for to use as regular sacks, pouches, the normal sacks and pouches, and therefore they're all considered bags that have a status of a kli, and therefore Abdais is going to say that B'tamei Tumas Meis, and the Chavon is going to say not just mace, sometimes lie out and you sit on them, and therefore it's even Tumas Medrash. Okay. Elamad Amar Chatzalos Mamish, but according to Rish Lakish, who said Chatzalos means literal mats, Chatzalos means Machzalos, it means mats, Bishlam Shazak v'shasvir chazav parsi v'nafasa. I understand that which is made of goat's hair, horse hair, is considered fit for curtains, fit for sieves, and also theoretically fit for sitting on. El shasham shagami, but that of sham and gami lemaychazi. What's it fit for? What type? Why would it have a status of kli? The Rabdais is going to say that's matami tumas mace, but saying Rabdais is only giving it a din of tumas mace when it has a status of kli. Why would these have a status of a kli according to Rish Lakish's interpretation that we're talking about machzolis? We're talking about mats. Answers to Gemara. Chazlin is aisa. They have a usage. You know the known as usage. These mats were used when they were brewing. Beer or the like, they would use the mats in the brewery, and therefore it has the status of a kli as well. Okay, so this the Gemara essentially just brought down a few questions on Reish Lakish's interpretation of Reb Deisa, and the Gemara answers them. Now we have a slightly different version of the prior conversation. Ikedamri, Bishal Madar Machzolis Mamish. According, now we go the opposite direction. According to Reish Lakish, who says Chitzolis means Machzolis, then it makes sense. Shosham Mishagemi Chazan Zaisa. We understand, like we just said, that the mats made of sham and gummy are fit for the brewing mats. They're fit to cover over their mats are fit for the vats, the brewing vats, to cover over the vat, to cover over the different beer and stuff in the vat. Makes sense, and it's considered clean as a cover. Elamad or mazuvli, but according to opinion that means bags, which is Rav Avdim Ramduri, who say chazal means bags. Bishal mashak v'shesfira chazuglik v'tzaki. That stays the same. The goat's ear and the horse ear is fit for regular pouches, regular sacks. That makes sense. El shasham v'shagami lemechazu. What's it fit for? We already know the answer because we spoke out before the other side. What's it fit for? The Mars bothered. What's its usage? Mars answer is chazal chinta peri. It's used for gathering produce, gathering peiris. It is fit at least for that, and therefore it's makabel tumas mace. Tanya amar b'chanin. It's not makabel tumas measure still, according to Beneisa, because it's still not meant for sitting on it. Tanya amar chananya. Kishiraji legeila. When I went down to Geila to Galos Masas Nakanechan, I found an elder. And he told me you could use sukkah, schach, mats. You could use mats for your schach. Yeshua, achi, abba. When he came to my uncle, he was maskim to this psak of the elder that mats are kosher for schach, that the mat works for schach. I'm Rav Chizda, hudlesik dafna, but this that the mat can be used for schach is only when it does not have a rim. Like we just pointed out before, that when there's a rim, that's the case where Abdesa would hold that subject shetumah has more of a status of kli, and subject shetumah's mace. So here too, for schach purposes, it's only good this mat, which doesn't have a rim. If it has a rim, it would be problematic. Omer, Ula says this is going to be a riot of Chizda. Hani budiyas of demnei mechuzah. The mats used by the people of mechuzah in Mali Kirshalem, if it wasn't for the rim, mesachimbu, you could use them as a cover, as a schach for a sukkah, because it wouldn't be mekabel tumah. Tanya, however, now that it has a rim, it's no good, which is exactly what Chizda was saying. When there's no rim, only then as a kosher. Tanya b'yachi, mesachim b'vudya, one can use these budya mats for schach covers, v'meshlam kir, but if it has a rim, mesachimbu, you can't use them for schach covers. Hadron Lach Sukkah, might as well finish the first parak. Again, this is very relevant today, this idea of mats, using mats for schach. We do it till today, but and these mats were originally made for sitting on out of the Far East, where they were lying on, where they were made. But Lamaisa now, they commissioned, they manufactured clearly for these kosher companies, and being manufactured clearly for the purpose of schach. And therefore, they're fully going to be kosher. They're not a kabbal tumah. They're not meant to be a kli. They're meant to be a covering, and they're kosher for schach. And again, one should try to find. Most of them these days are made this way. Once you try to find ones that are bound together, not with regular string, which can be mekabel tumah. It's a maimed. The string is a maimed. The string is not the mat itself. You have these thin bamboo sticks. The problem is they'd really blow away. What holds them down together? These strings. The strings that attach them. So once you try to find ones with strings that are made from natural materials, that's which most of them today are made as such. And the older ones that are made with string are a little more problematic, a little questionable. What some people actually do is, and eights of people do, for those that are made, the original mats, that's something from years ago, that were made with string, which was a kabbal tumah, what people do is they put wooden boards, I shouldn't say boards, like beams, like big wooden beams on top of the schach, across the sukkah, top of the schach, which hold, the whole problem is that the strings are maimed. The strings which are my kabbal tumah are holding the schach down in place. They're holding it together, which causes it not to blow away. If I put a big wooden beam across the top, that also causes it not to blow away, and that takes away the need for the maimed of the string. That's what many of the priests can bring, is an eitz of what to do. If he has the mats that have strings in it, you just put the beam across the top, that's sufficient. By the same token, there is a discussion about not tying the mats. The mats also often blow away. Not tying it down with plastic ties or the like. The same idea. It's a maimed, but then my kabbal tumah. It could be tying down the whole mat. It could be a maimed of the maimed. It could be a separate conversation. But the velt is naig to be machmer, again, to use twine. That's the word I was looking for. Twine, the type of string. Twine, to use twine type of string to tie it down, or to put a beam across the top, a piece of wood across the top to keep it, to wedge down, and not to tie it with plastic or with other strings. Okay, stuck to the next mission.
The twine, the ma'il is that it's made out of a tzchach material?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it. It's exactly the ma'il, correct.
And string means string is made out of cotton is that, or wool.
Yeah, once it's processed. Once it's processed, the problem. Once it's processed. We had early Masechta. We had Chazara. We had the flax, right? Once it was beaten and soaked, once it's put into a material, into a real thread, then it already is susceptible for tumah, and it's no good. It's got to be in a more raw state. Twine is considered in a raw state. Okay, Zakta Mishnah. So we're assigning the new parak, but just the first couple of in this new parak also continue. I mean, lulav gazal obviously is a completely new topic, but even that's already in an epa from now. But even the first three full of this parak really is more of a continuation. We got the daf chavei, the topic switches a bit, but there's more of a continuation of sugyas. It'll sound like things we had exactly in the first parak. As a matter of fact, this came up, I think it was after the shiur today. Eliza, you brought up this exact din that we're about to discuss. Hayash tachas amikta b'sukkah, one who sleeps under a bed in the sukkah, he's not yet tzischayv. The halacha is he's supposed to be sleeping in the sukkah, and if he's sleeping under the bed, he's sleeping in an oil inside the sukkah. It's no good. Which it could be also part of the other halacha of you're not supposed to have a sukkah on top of a sukkah. Same idea. You can't have a sukkah under a sukkah underneath a second sukkah because the pasuk says pasukah is with a missing vav. Right, chaser to teach me. Pasukah tells me it's got to be in one sukkah. Here you're not in a sukkah either. You're in an oil within the sukkah. We were like to sleep under the bed in front of the zakenim, and they didn't say anything to us. They didn't protest. So we see that you could sleep under the bed in the sukkah. We had this exact. We quoted this whole Mishnah earlier in the Masechta. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Maisa. Remember, they responded to him over there, right? But the point is, what's Pshat Rabbi Yehuda? Who holds they can sleep under the bed? So the first point out, it's Lishtasai. Rabbi Yehuda's Lishtasai. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a sukkah has to be. Sukkah has to be dalad. A sukkah has to be dafka four amas, which is because he holds a sukkah has to be oil, a dearest keva. Rabbi Yehuda is one of the paintings we quoted way back when. We quoted, I think it was 7 or 8 tanayim. They brought raya that to different extents, they had different shirim for the shir of sukkah, but they all agreed to an extent that sukkah needs to be an element of keva. First Mishnah Masechta, I think it was Rabbi Yehuda also, who said was Rabbi Yehuda, maybe that was Rabbi. In the first Mishnah Masechta, that was Rabbi who says that what? That a sukkah is 20 amas tall is kosher. Even if 20 amas tall is kosher, that was no Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi's machshir. Again, Rabbi Yehuda's shtasai, Rabbi Yehuda's machshir, because Rabbi Yehuda holds sukkah is a diras keva. Sukkah is diras keva. So Rabbi Yehuda says that sukkah is diras keva. It's very gishmak. The bed that he's sleeping underneath is considered like an oil arai. And Rabbi Yehuda Shas is of the opinion that an oil arai is amavatal, an oil keva. And therefore, that's why he's saying that it's going to be kosher to sleep even under the bed. Amar Rav Shimon, Ma'is b'Tevi Avdus Shem Gamil, destroyed Tevi, the servant of Ram Gamil. She yesh tachas b'Yehuda sleeping underneath the bed. V'amar Ram Gamil, Zekanim Gamil, told Zekanim, Re'isim Tevi Avdi, you see Tevi, my slave, who's not mechuy v'mitzvahs. She tam chacham v'yedea, shavad b'tum v'sukkah. He's tam chacham. He was very knowledgeable, famous. Tevi was a chash of a slave. He's a tam chacham. He knew the halacha that avadu v'patam v'sukkah. L'fika k'yashu knew, tachas b'Yehuda, therefore he slept under the bed. Well, feed our kain lamadu, and from this we learn from this ma'isa from Gamil. Rabbi Shimon is quoting ma'isa from Gamil, from this ma'isa from Gamil that sleeping under the bed is no good for sukkah, and that's why Tevi did it. What do we see? Not like Rabbi Yehuda, we say Tanakama sheyash tachas mitul yetzei chabasai. One who sleeps under the bed is not yetzei, is chiyev. Now, why was Tevi such a tamrachim? You know, teach Torah to Goyim. It's very nice if he's a Geyer, but you're not supposed to be teaching Torah to Goyim. So first we'll explain. First of all, Avadim Eved Kanani have mitzvahs like Anisha. They have mitzvahs, and just like Anisha learns, at least she may not make a bracha of Lasik with the Beseira, but she has mitzvahs to learn the Torah that is relevant for her mitzvahs. So too, Tevi was learning things that are relevant to his mitzvahs. He was learning those for that type of Torah, perhaps. That's a simple explanation. Okay, but the point is, Tevi knew that Avadim Pater Mitzvahs, and therefore he slept under the bed. What's the obvious question is, we know Nashim that are Pater Mitzvahs, right? Mr. Shazman Grama, Nashim are Pater, but we find often they can choose to do the mitzvah anyway. They can choose on their own volition, voluntarily, to do the mitzvah. If Tevi is such a Chash Eved, why wouldn't he have chosen to at least do the mitzvah? If he's so Chashiv, Nashim shake Lulav, even though they're not Mechayiv, they go and shake Lulav anyway to be kind of the mitzvah. They come to Imatza, they do all the mitzvahs of Shazman Grama in order to to do it voluntarily, even though they're not mechuyev, why would Tevin at least do that? Answers the Mefarshim, we were talking about obviously a sukkah where there wasn't space for all the people that are mechuyev. There was a limited amount of space. So Tevi didn't want to take up a spot of chiyev. He specifically wanted to be in the sukkah, but he didn't want to take up a spot of chiyev. So he went under the bed because he said, let me use the space because I'm a mechuyev, and let someone else use the space where one will be yitza the mitzvah. Says the Gemara, Valek Asara, ask the Gemara that the Chayra. Why are you telling me that the bed is considered a separation between the sukkah, a separate oil within the sukkah, and therefore it's not good? L'chor, you don't have 10 tvachim. Take a mishmua, mimita asara. We're talking about a bed that was 10 tvachim tall. That achamayaskinan, we're talking about such a bed. Okay. Says Gemara. Now, Rabbi Huda held that the bed is not a problem. The bed's not a problem. Where he argues on the Chum. The Chum said the bed is a problem. Rabbi Huda held, no, sleeping in a bed inside a sukkah is totally kosher. Tanasim. We learned in a mishnah over there, there's a mission. Oilus. Achas. Whether it was a hollow that water hollowed out, a shratzim was hollowed out by the shratzim, the little critters, or was eaten away by certain like minerals, ate away and created a hollowness, a hole, or a pile of boulders, or a hollow formed by back a stack. I mean, it's fresh to point out, by the way, that we're quoting this mission, but it's not really verbatim, but it's the same general idea. Mile alatumba, in all these cases, the roof overhead can create an oil. For tumah purposes, Rudaimer Kael should not be the Adam in oil. Rudaimer argues says no, only an oil that was made be the Adam's status of an oil that wasn't man made, an oil that wasn't made by man, or more importantly, it wasn't made with intent to be an oil. Look at Rashi, last words of the page. Be the Adam, Miskavala says oil. It wasn't, that's not just not be the Adam. It wasn't made by a person with intent to make an oil. Ain't an oil, it's not considered oil for tumah purposes. My time to Rudaimer was Pshat Rudaimer, the top of Chav Aleph Amin Aleph, Yolof Oil Oil Mishkan. He learns out. Oil for Mishkan. Adam. This is a pasuk for us. We had a couple of weeks ago by the parasha of by the parasha of Paraduma. Chukas Zeis Hatayra Adam Kiyamis Oil. Uchsevasam Vivishes Oil on Mishkan. Says over there. Vayifish, he spread out the oil over the Mishkan. Malala be the Adam. Just like by the Mishkan, it was an oil that was made be the Adam. So too, if it comes to Tuma, Lagabi Tuma, Af can be the Adam. So too, we talk about oil of Tuma. It means it's done by be the Adam. Was done by man. By Mishkan was done by man and was done by man with Kivun. So too, general oil has to be in order for Tuma's Mace. We have Gzir Shava has to be done by man with Kivun. The Rabbanon who argue, they clearly say that it has the status of oil within oilus. They say oil riba. Adrav, the lashon of oil that it repeats is a riba. It comes to be marba. All these types of oils, even if it was made naturally, is considered an oil for tuma. Okay, so now we're gonna circle back to another member of Rabbi Yehuda, where it seems to be a steer, a conflict in his psak, legabe oil. The Safi Rabbi Yehuda koil shena asa be the Adam in oil. The Rabbi Yehuda holds any oil that was not made be the Adam is not considered oil. For a mini, we have a steer, chatseris ha'ibunis b'shlayim. There were these chatseris building b'shlayim. This is, of course, a Mishnah. We've quoted this multiple times. It was a Mishnah in Parah. It's a Mishnah in Parah. We quoted this in Masechta Yuma. There's a Mishnah in Parah that they made these, they had these areas in a chatzeres yishlayim that were made over a gavisela, made over the bedrock, v'tatayim chol, and underneath it was hollow. Made kever tahayim out of the concern of the kever tahayim of a kever of someone being buried deep in the, under the ground and us not realizing it. Umavian, so these places that were built on bedrock over hollow areas, which are clean from any potential tumas base beneath, in these places they specifically had women come, women would come and give birth there, and they would be megadol the children there for the paraduma in order to the children would be raised in complete purity, and these children would be ones to gather the water for the paraduma. They'd bring these oxen over there, and on top of the oxen they put doors again to further make a separation of an oil in case somehow got through. They have these oxen with doors on their backs that they would tie down, and the children would sit on top of these doors, and they'd have these cups of stone is not a cup of tumah, in their hands to go to the shiluach to get the water. Once they reach the shiluach, yardu, they go into the water and fill it up, and go back on top of the doors, and they would transport the water back to the to the harzesim, to the harbais, I should say, actually the paraduma was burnt in harzesim, so it was a complete mistake, but they go back to the harbais with the water to have the water for the ashes for the paraduma. Rabbi Yisaymer, Mekaymay Mishash Mali, they didn't even get off the door on top of the back of the shar. He would lower down with a rope the cup filled with water, make every time. Okay, that's all the mission over there in Parah, in the third pack of Parah. Vitanya, Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Le'mavim Blasas Al Shvarim. They didn't bring doors on top of the oxen. Rather, the oxen themselves, they had very white oxen, and the oxen themselves were white enough to be an oil to create a separation from tumah. What do you see? Oxen are not man-made oils. Oxen are naturally oxen, white oxen, and have very wide backs. Very nice, they can be an oil, but they're not man-made. And Rabbi Yehuda is still saying he has a status of oil. So we have a steering Rabbi Yehuda over there in oilus is saying that anything which is not man-made with intent is not considered an oil. And here he's the Gabi Tumah. And here he's saying that the oxen are considered an oil to separate from Tumah. Vashvarim is oil, Shaina also be the Adamu. Shvarim, oxen are not man-made. Uktani be the Aimer. Lemavid lost the Shvarim. And Rabbi Yehuda says that they didn't bring glasses, they didn't bring doors. Rather, they brought these oxen. The answer is the Gemara. Kiasar of Dimi. We'll stop with this. Kiasar of Dimi. Amar, Rabbi Lazar. Maida Rabbi Kimala Egrif. Rabbi Yehuda's Maida that when there's something as large as a fist, something which is a natural shelter, which is as large, the size of a fist, meaning when we say that really it's like a tefach, it's a fancy way of saying a tefach, but it means the Mefarshim explained elsewhere, Rashi in Kalim says that it means the fist of a certain person named Ben Avtiach, who was very, very large. His fist was the size of the average person's head. So it's a little bigger, much bigger than a regular tefach, if you have a complete size of a fist in every direction, or of this person's head, average person's head in every direction, that's considered, even though it's naturally made, that's going to be considered enough for an oil. We have also read that says that uprooted boulders or crevices of rocks that are naturally formed, that are the right size, Rabbi Huda's Maida. Says Gemara, "Vary delus yesh b'kama greifim uktani Yehuda aimer lemivid lasa al shvarim." But a door which has many greifim, which and Yehuda says over there, that the door were not brought, rather the oxen. The Gemara assumes that means that the doors were not used because the doors weren't meant to be an oil. So wouldn't that be a kasha on this answer? A simple answer. It just means they didn't need the doors. The ox's stomach was wide enough. They didn't need the doors. Not that the doors weren't good. It's because it wasn't needed. Rav Amar, no, a different explanation. They didn't bring the ox. Why? Because the child gets too confident on sitting on top of the door. He gets very comfortable and he's going to lean over, and if there's potential tumah outside of the door, but we're concerned with this tumah on the ground somewhere, and the door is supposed to separate, he'll lean over the sides of the door. On the back of an ox, he's not as comfortable, he won't lean over the sides, and therefore we're not as concerned. So again, two different reasons why doors were no good. Either two different reasons why they didn't use doors. Either it means they didn't need doors, according to Rebbe, of course the door would still be good, or Tabaye or Rebbe says they didn't use doors because doors were concerned the child won't treat it properly. Okay, says Gemara, and he become tummy with tumma of the deep. Tanika Master Rava, we have a right. Rava, the point over here, just to, and we're getting sidetracked with the Machloikas Aruda, we will circle it back to our Mishnah. Surely we won't get to today, but says the Gemara, Tanika Master Rava, we have a raya to Rava's interpretation why they didn't use doors. It wasn't stan, they didn't need doors. Rather, they purposely didn't use doors. Ruda Imrle Mavian, Vlasa Shal Kalikr. They didn't bring doors. Kalikr, make Shadaita Shadaita Gaslam because the child gets too comfortable. Shemetsu Mesha Yachma Varv, Vitami Kevatayim, he's going to lean over the sides and become Tami Kevatayim. Elvim Sharma Mitzrim, they bring these Egyptian oxen, Shekres Rechavis, which had wide bellies, Vatrakishishishishishishish. And the children sit on top of them, and they have these cups of stone in their hands. The child reached the shluch, the spring, he got off and he filled it up, and got back up on top of the axe's back. Again, not on top of doors, he got back up on top of the axe's doors. Axe's back, and he went back to bring the water back to the people. Okay, there's all an arichas in machlekes in the shita of Rabbi Yehuda to lead up to the question which we'll leave for tomorrow, Mitzvah, and that is back to our sigya bed. Rabbi Yehuda was discussing whether being under a bed is a problem or not, and we're saying it's alright, not a problem, because the sukkah is dear as keva, and the bed is alright. L'chair, what it's going to be with the Rabbi Yehuda saying that? I already said the answer. The question is going to be Rabbi Yehuda saying that the bed is not a problem, presumably because it's not a natural oil. It's not an oil with the intent of being an oil. Problem is, once the size of an egg roof, we said even Rabbi Yehuda agrees, if it's the width of an egg roof, even if you didn't do it with the intent of an oil, it is an oil. Presumably this bed is the size of an egg roof, so that shall present the problem. We'll pick up here tomorrow, Mr. Jem. Again, we're getting ahead. I didn't say why, but we're getting ahead.